Welcome to the show. I'm here on the IDS booth with Hervé Tassery and Mr. Bournois. Welcome to the show. We are talking here about minimal intervention dentistry. So what's minimal intervention dentistry for you?
Yes, for sure. Minimal invasive dentistry means to have an overview of all the technology, giving a chance for the tooth, meaning that use all the technology that encompass all the new technology, all the new drilling step, and all the new biomaterial, and more if we use biomaterial, having a bioactivity, meaning a possibility to reverse the caries process and so on. So it's meaning that we gathered all this technology to make early technology and to protect and prevent all the caries process.
So talking product-wise, which kind of products do you know you use to prevent the caries in the initial stage, of course?
Yes, for sure. If you decided to have to treat in the globality of the caries treatment, you have to, first of all, to better know at the reason of the what we call a minimally invasive application. We have to better know the situation of the oral health of the patient, meaning that better know how he used to live, the sugar consumption and so on, and then use the best therapy to treat the patient, and always in the early, with an early approach. And so concerning the MI application, first of all, we did a huge job concerning the how to have an overview of the patient, meaning that there is on the market you can find two applications. The first one is a cariogram. It's okay. A very old one.
Actually, I know it from the University of Umeå.
Yes. And the second one is a Combra. It's a caries management by risk assessment. But the main point is that in contrast with all this application, our purpose is not to blame the patient, but we want to gently open his mind on which factor could unbalance his or her caries risk. It's the main point. It's a real new philosophy. And and also we try to make this application easy to use for the general practitioner. We try to withdraw all the paper. We don't need paper anymore. And more to follow what the general practitioner needs. It's the main point. And also that encompass all the critical age group, meaning that we have patient from 0 to 6, patient from 6 to 14, and 14 to adult. And also a very special group, what we call a special need, it's elderly people, pregnant women, and disabled patients. So that means we encompass all the different age group, and it's very different from the other MI application.
Oh, okay.
It's the main point. And also, at the end, we can resume all what we call the positive and negative point with the patient, meaning we can open and share discussion with the patient and balance between the oral health education advice, meaning that you can still have caries even you clean your teeth three times per day. But we need to better know is the consumption of free sugar, if you use a lot of snack between meals and so on, and even if you use toothpaste without fluor. So we focus on which is the weak point of the oral health of the patient. It's the main point.
Oh, okay, that's good. And how does the app come into the play now? You also developed an app which is kind of a questionnaire for the patient?
Yes. We make the first discussion is we focus on first what we call the protective factor, meaning that this factor are not included in how the care risk evaluation is made, meaning that we just want to create a nice opportunity with the patient and to better understand his need and why he is in high care risk. So we have, depend of the age group, we have around 8 or 10 protective factor, and then that just to open the discussion with the patient and then better know why he eat so much sugar, were all the negative point and also all the positive point, just not to blame him, just to open his mind and better help him. It's the main point. And then at the second level, we speak about what we call the patient factor, meaning that at this level, meaning if we have three yes, cumulative three yes, the patient gets high risk level. And also, always not to blame him, just to make him please better understand what happened in your cavity. And then if we have three negative points, we reach the level of high carry risk. And at the end, it's meaning that we discuss with the patient, then we better understand the patient factor, and at the end, we go inside the mouth, meaning we find what we call the clinical finding. Mm-hmm. And then just one negative score, and it's a high carry risk. So, meaning that we got enough time to discuss with the patient to better understand the behavior of the patient, and then told him, please, now you reach the level of high carry risk, and the reason, you have a lot of reason, and then we can discuss, we can help you, but we don't want to blame you.
Oh, okay.
It's the main point.
Okay. How much time do you plan for this conversation with your patient, clinical?
I think that depends on the country, because in France we have no hygienist. That means that it's a problem of the general practitioner. But if you are in Swiss, in Germany, and so on, it's all the job can be done by the hygienist or the therapist. And then, so meaning that it doesn't take time. It can be done before the expert or the general practitioner see the patient, and it will be better in this. And also, we made some very specific point in this application that you don't find in the other one, meaning that first, at each item, we will provide a picture or video to better understand for the general practitioner the item point. And also, for example, it's not so easy for in terms of positive factor to measure the mutant's streptococcus level and so on. If you don't have this device, we give you the opportunity to skip the item.
Okay.
So you don't have, you cannot measure, you can skip it. And some very specific point also, we had what we call critical yes, meaning if the patient told you, yes, I clean twice, two times per day my teeth, okay. But if when you applied the dye plaque and it's completely covered by biofilm and so on, if you decided as a general practitioner that the clinical situation of the patient is very complicated, whatever the score, whatever the value of the attempt, you can decide it by yourself that this patient is a critical yes, and then put him in a high carry risk. So we mixed the general practitioner decision, and also we try to better understand the compliance of the patient, and then just to stay so close to the clinical reality. It's the main point.
It's nice. Where can the dentist or therapist find the app? Yeah, it's probably a question for you. Where can they find the app?
So the we can find the app on the Play Store and the iOS Store, but until now it's a development version.
So and just on the store, and then just access them on the iPad.
Yes. So we mixed in contrast of all the different other application, we mixed the and we give the possibility to general practitioner to find the application in Android. And also in iOS, meaning you can use Samsung or a iPad. Yeah. It will be available in both technology.
It actually doesn't matter. You can do it on your phone as well.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's even like, for example, on the computer if necessary.
Yes. And at the end, also we are we are obliged to follow the juridic and the law depend of the pay, of the country, meaning that all the files of the patient, as soon as we have finished, will be destroyed.
Ah, okay.
But the final checkup is developed in a PDF version, and then you can just send to the patient at his own email address the final checkup, meaning you are in a high carry risk, and then please find all the different points you have to improve yourself in terms of oral health or a reduction of sugar, free sugar, and so on. And then this file can be directly integrated in the file of the patient, but in our own computer disappear.
Ah, okay. Nice.
Yes. So we cannot reuse it just it's low protection for the patient information.
Great. You both are working in France, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And how long have you been researching all this minimal intervention? How much experience have you already gathered in this area?
Yes, it's a good question. Meaning, thanks to the what we call the MI board of GC. In fact, this MI application is a kind of tribute to of the work made by the MI board from GC. And the MI board, and the main point is that gathered people coming from Germany, Spain, and we have Paul Schwendiker from Germany.
From Berlin, actually.
Berlin.
I'm from Berlin.
Yes, a great guy. Mm. And so we integrate a lot of very expert people, and all the item included in the MI application is coming from the evidence-based dentistry. So each point was checked by all the expert group coming from Germany, Spain, Turkish, and so on. And then at the end, we decided, and also thanks to what have been done by other expert group from Cambra and Peter Fizestone and so on, and then we try to not to be far from the daily practice, but to integrate the main point, and which can be easily used by the general practitioner, and give him a real chance to enlarge the discussion with his patient without boring him. It's the main point.
Okay. Mm. Thanks a lot for the talk.
Thanks
it was a
lot.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
And have fun.
I hope you will not have to correct a lot of English.
No, it's actually, your English, it was very great.